Well, that was a great football game today. First of all, thought that the Ravens played really well. It's a good football team. Coach Harbaugh does a good job, and his staff. They're tough to play against in all three phases of the game, and obviously took it right down to the final play. So, good to win. Good to be moving to the AFC Championship game. I thought our guys really hung in there. You know, down by 14 to start the game, down by 14 in the third quarter. But we just battled back. They hung in there, and we made a couple, big plays. Obviously, the turnovers were big. But we just got a lot of plays from a lot of different people, and played good situational football there at the end. We're able to bleed out the clock and make the play on the Hail Mary at the end. So my hat's off to our team. They worked hard this week. Certainly wasn't our best game. We're gonna need to play better next week, whoever we play. But it's good to win. Really good to win.
Coach Danny Amendola, how big was his performance today? And kind of started, when you started him on special teams, get him some more touches. Seems like his confidence is there, and he's 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, he played great today. He's a guy that's been a real, real good player for us all year. Really competitive. Nobody works harder in practice. He's made some huge plays for us. The touchdowns today, he made a great play there on third down to fight for the yardage and get the first down. He's given us plays in the return game. So can't say enough about Danny. Works hard, really works hard, tough. And he's had some big plays for us this year. He had some big ones today.
Bill, there were two wrinkles in the third quarter offensively. The first was, I believe, the double pass might have come before.
I wanted to ask about that, how it
came to be. Had that been in the
double pass? Yeah, we passed it
a lateral and then throw
down
the
Amendola. I mean, really the same play we ran against Indianapolis back in, 2001 with, that was Pat and Detroit Brown, if I remember correctly, same kind of play. We were lucky they were in a sub-blitz, so they blitzed off the slot. That certainly helped the play out, gave us a little more time. Melvin came up, the corner came up. Rob was able to, block it and give Julian a little bit more time to throw the ball. Danny made the catch and outran the safety. So it was, well executed, and, I think we, caught the right defense.
And the other I wanted to ask about was the formation where you would have Marine split out but not eligible and come off the line. I had never seen that before, but I'm sure you've seen more football than me. So is that something that you had come up previously, had seen in the past? What was the genesis of that?
It's a play we thought would work. We ran it two or three times. Ran it three times, a couple different looks. We had an eligible player. We had six eligible receivers on the field, but only five were eligible. And the one who was ineligible reported that he was ineligible. No different than on the punt team or a situation like that. Yeah, Deron's really good in the deep part of the field, as is Devin. We try to use them both in there in some sub situations. Deron played the ball well, went up and high-pointed it. We worked really hard this week on defending the long balls. Obviously, that's a great strength of the Ravens and Flacco's. So it was really something we worked hard on during the week. And, Devin made a good interception on it, and Deron went up and high-pointed the ball and made the play. Probably wouldn't have won without those two plays. So, they were big for us.
Bill, you lost Brian Stork relatively early. Josh Klein came in. Tom was under a lot of heat early in this game, but at least the line held up and he was able to make enormous throws like the one to LaFell. Can you talk about Josh's performance and just how significant Ryan was at center moving over and Josh stepping in there?
Yeah, well, of course, Ryan's played a lot of center for us in the past, and he's always prepared, stepped in there, and, did a great job. And, Josh played against him last year when Logan went out to tackle, and Josh went in and played left guard in the game last year in Baltimore. So, we have confidence in all of our players, whoever we put in there. And obviously the Ravens have a good pass rush. I thought our guys stood up to him. they got us some, but, you know, we scored 35 points. So, you know, you can't be unhappy with that. But at the same time, they're, you know, they're a tough defense, and they got a good pass rush.
How big was Collins for you on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, you know, I think defensively we got some big plays today overall. I don't think this was, you know, one of our all-time best games. We gave up a lot of yardage, a lot of points, you know, 3 fourth down conversions. So we just we got to coach better. We got to play better. We made some big plays, and we made enough to win. Well, they get 10 points in the second half, their first touchdown, and then the field goal. So after the first touchdown drive, if I got that right, in the third quarter, when they went up by 2 touchdowns, 28-14, is that right? Yeah. You know, we held them to a field goal after that. So, I mean, the last 20-whatever minutes of the game, but it's still, we got to play better. We got to coach better. Just not.
Bill, that's probably one of the great playoff games that you'll ever see. You sound a little bit more disappointed. Happy with the win.
I'm not disappointed. Are you kidding me?
Happy with the win, but disappointed with the way it came out.
Oh, we got to play better. I mean, we're down by 14 points twice. I don't think that's a formula to win, you know, a lot of playoff games. I'm sure there's a lot more playoff games been lost by teams down 14 points in the first middle of the first quarter or middle of the third quarter than won them. So, but, again, got to give our players a lot of credit. They're resilient. They're mentally and physically tough. They hang in there. We've had other games like this. We had a game like this last year against Denver, behind at halftime or behind against Miami or, you know, whatever it is, and keep playing and keep fighting and find a way. So that's I'm happy about that, and that's what I like about this team. They're a tough group, and they never give up no matter what the situation is. And, you know, we were able to make enough plays to win today, but we're going to have to play better next week no matter who we play. I mean, I think we just, you know, we got to do that.
Coach, talk about your Rutgers kids. You know, obviously you drafted Devin in the first round, and you saw the two young bucks make some big plays at the end of the game, how he's taken them under his wing, you know, with Browner being out. Logan had to get in there and play, and Deron's kind of been not the forgotten guy, but he comes up with the big play at the end.
Yeah, well, they've played well for us. They really have, and, of course, they – you know, we're in a great program there with Coach Ciano, and they were well coached at Rutgers, and they've worked really hard here. Nobody's worked harder than Deron and Logan have in the last, you know, 2 years they've been here. And literally, even the season was over last year, and these guys were in, you know, a couple days after the season, starting on this year, you know, back in, it was still January, so. And Devin's obviously one of our hardest workers, and, you know, has great leadership and character, and so, you know, I'm proud of all those guys, and I'm sure Coach Ciano and the Rutgers program is too. They stepped up today, made some big plays for us. Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know. We got some, but yeah, it was. You know, look, it's to do that means I've been doing this a long, long time. So, but, you know, there's nothing like a playoff game. There's nothing like a playoff win. You know, the regular season's great, but when you play these games, it's single elimination and the urgency and what's at stake for, you know, you and your team and what you've worked 5+ months for to get to this point, you know, all comes down to one game, or in some cases, one play or one series, or, you know, whatever it is. So that just, you know, heightens everything. And after this weekend, we'll be one of four teams still playing. And, you know, it'll be an honor to be in the AFC Championship game this year. But, you know, it was a wild game. But just thankful that our players hung in there and made the plays they needed to make to, you know, to get us a victory. And hopefully we can build on that and coach better next week and play better next week.
Bill, your thoughts on Tom Brady becoming the all-time leader in touchdown passes in playoff history?
Well, he deserves it. You know, Tom's a great clutch player with tremendous poise, vision, accuracy. So, you know, he's done it with a lot of different receivers, a lot of different situations, a lot of different defenses. So I think that speaks to his, you know, his greatness and his ability to perform consistently under pressure. No quarterback I'd rather have than Tom Brady.
Coach, can you talk about that stability? And this is the ninth AFC championship you and your quarterback are going into. Ultimately, you want to hoist the trophy. But I think that leads, you know, the NFL right now. That'll be his ninth.
Well, again, that's what you play for. You know, you play to win your division. You play to be in the postseason. And then you play to be in the AFC championship game. And, you know, see what happens after that. But, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what you work all year for, is to get to this point. And thankfully, we'll be playing next week. So, and, you know, we've had Tom through all those that I've been here. So, you know, it's great to have him and his ability and his poise and presence, you know, as our quarterback. And obviously he's done a tremendous job today and through all those years.
Thank you, Coach.
Good. Thank you.